Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's time to chat some bollocks about fanny tits and bum.
No topic is off limit for these potty mouthed foul mums.
So tell us all your secrets, we like to share the truth.
About saggy tits and anal warts and ice cubes up your hoof.
No holds barred.
Would it be highly offensive if I had started in my pan of chocolat now?
Oh, no, because you are just, you know, continuing the tradition of starting this podcast with
on a child's plastic plate.
Very nice. I like that. The pan of chocolat.
Pan of chocolat from my air fryer.
From your air fryer? You love your air fryer, don't you? You've got a double one now, haven't you?
Yeah. I cooked my Christmas dinner in it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got rid of mine. I don't like it.
Do you not?
No, I don't like the smell. I don't like the smell. Yeah. You know me, my old, like, I'm basically got the sensitivity of a field mouse with my sense of smell. I'm like, what's that?
What, when it's cooking?
Yeah, and it leaves a very distinct smell in the house afterwards, and I don't like it. Maybe
I don't
just
think
on
I
my
ever
own.
Want you to come to my house again.
I've been to your house.
No, but I have to come back.
So I had to get rid of it. I was like, no. Oh, who's that, Laura? Who's that barking? Let's just talk about this, please, because we haven't addressed it on podcast yet. What's happened?
That's my new dog. Don't worry.
Laura has got a third dog. What's she called?
Winnie.
How's it going, Laura? Are you loving it? Was it the best decision you ever made?
No. Do you remember that bit in Bridesmaids with Melissa McCarthy where she stole all the puppies and says, I think I overcommitted?
Yeah.
That's you.
What's she like then? Just a bit of a nutter. She's a puppy, so that's a given. But
yeah, she's 8 months old. So like, she's great in some respects. And then in others, she is a complete cunt. I think that's the only way I can describe her. From one minute, I can just think she is hysterically funny to the next minute wanting to throttle her.
Yeah, I get that. That's how I feel about
my
kids.
No, I'll call the RSPCA. Obviously, I don't throttle my dogs. But yeah, she's a spaniel, which is an issue.
Yeah, it is an issue. Spaniels are pretty cunty as they go, aren't they?
So basically, her mum was a thoroughbred Springer Spaniel.
Okay.
Who was on heat. And the next door neighbour's mix, Jack Russell.
Oh my
male,
God.
Got a whiff
of the heaty minge.
And dug a tunnel to get to her and fuck her.
Imagine that.
And along came Winnie and her sisters and brothers.
Imagine if your sort of scent of ovulation was so strong that it blew into the neighbour's house and they just had to come and fuck you.
And they dug through. Just showed up with a massive lob on. Yeah. But Winnie,
mate, Jack Russell, they're the worst. I thought Cocker Spaniels were bad, but fucking Jack Russell, they're like so just snappy and brutal.
Oh no, she's not snappy. Indy's a Jack Russell.
Yeah, I was going to say she looks a bit like Indy. Are they the same vibe? Same genes, same genre? I don't know what you call it.
Same characteristics?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but Winnie's just a prick. She's
Do they
a prick.
Fight? Is she settled in with the other dogs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Willow don't give a shit. Willow barely exists beyond her bed, food and walks. You take that girl for a walk and she's living her best life. Bring her home. She goes to bed. She's like, I'm done for another 17 hours. Wake me up.
Yeah, it's probably because as well, she's got two absolute fucking lunatics running around her. She's like, yeah, I'm not getting involved in these two.
Willow's not really a dog. She's never really been, she is a dog, but she's not a dog. But really, I do genuinely believe Willow believes she's a human.
She's so cute. I love her.
She doesn't do dog toys.
No.
She's not really interested in anything that remotely revolves going below her level.
Reading a paper and doing the crossword on a dog bed.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, sometimes she sits on the sofa next to me and she literally sits like a human. And that's not been something we've taught. That's just Willow.
Christmas is done then. Christmas is done. New Year is done.
I had a lovely time. You've had 2 days off from work.
Oh, God, that's so hard.
2 fucking days. How about you? Rob was off, wasn't he?
Yeah, he worked. He's worked one day and he's working tomorrow and the kids go back to school on Thursday. So that's been nice because...
My kids are back.
Yeah. I know, I'm so jealous. But they so did happy. End. They finished sooner than mine, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's been all right. It's been interesting. Yeah, navigating grief and everything. Missed my dad a lot. But just spent a lot of time with the old fam, and the Brazilian family came. My Brazilian in-laws.
Brazilian family. I think that's awesome. I'd love to have Brazilian in-laws. Sounds exciting.
Oh, they're so lovely. I mean, obviously we don't understand anything that the other one is saying, but we did have two translators, and my sister speaks Portuguese, like I said, so three translators. But Oliver absolutely adores them. It's really funny. And the mum was teaching him Portuguese and he was doing so well, like the pronunciation. Oh my God, she's so lovely. I was saying to Rob, I was like, I wish that someone could develop some AI where she could talk and I could just hear what she was saying and then we could have a communication, because I feel like she's got the nicest vibe and I think we'd get on really well. She's absolutely lovely. It was good, and lots of time with the kids as well, which there was moments when it was beautiful and great and fantastic, and uh-huh. other moments where it was like, fucking kill me now, get me out of here. So I am looking forward to school going back. I'm very, very, very much looking forward to that.
It was very much like a pendulum for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, yay, yeah, Steve, go to work. And there were so many days where I'd wake up and I'd think, he's going to pull a sickie today just so that he can be at home. He did not.
No.
Not once. He carried on going to work.
Oh, God, it's
always.
So hard. I think it's just, yeah, it's so different when you're doing it by yourself, isn't it? Like, fucking all the massive props to all the single parents, because...
Oh, mate, honest Jesus. To God. The only benefit that I can see is that you get every other weekend off.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Unless you are impregnated by an absolute douchebag and then you just permanently parent all the time because they obviously don't parent at all, then that's difficult. But then also, like, I obviously have quite a few friends that are single parents, and they say about the fact that sometimes, like, when it's their ex-partner's weekend on, they kind of undo everything that they've done. Yes. So then when they come home, they're arseholes. And in actual fact, it's like, it was probably better off keeping them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the same as the single parent.
So, yeah, I have so much fucking just everything for single parents. Like, I just couldn't have more respect for them if I tried.
Yeah, but
being a parent is just so fucking difficult.
Because it seems like so many of the men in these situations are absolute douchebags, and that's just going on my actual experience. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So what have we got to look forward to in 2024? Any resolutions? We don't do that bullshit, do we?
No, we don't. My resolution is basically don't die.
Yeah, just survive. Just keep surviving and try to have a little bit of a laugh along the way. That's our philosophy, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good motto. I think that's a good way to try and live life, because otherwise we can expect too much. And we were literally talking about it before we came on the record. Obviously the diet industry at the moment will be, let's talk about something that isn't diet industry, but is really positive about going into the new year that is brand new and launches today, Victoria.
Oh my God. I have talked about it on here before, but in my fitness program, FitBitch, it's about to go live this morning at 11 a.m. We're recording now at 5 to 10. It's very exciting. It's been in the making now for a couple of months, and it's the course has been designed by my personal trainer friend who's got like 25 years experience in the industry. And I feel nervous because people that signed up for the sale before, they've now got access. So they're actually looking at it and like maybe even doing it. It feels so nerve-wracking.
If you weren't nervous, Vic, I would really worry.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's actually so normal. But also, to the listeners, obviously to you as well, but from my personal experience, like for me, obviously I've kind of come into fitness a little bit later than you, but you've really been like a massive inspiration to me, where I've always seen you exercising. Like, exercise has always been part, ever since I've known you.
Yeah.
You know, even when Edith was a tiny baby, you'd be like, oh, I did a workout with someone, but I don't know how the fuck you did that.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, that's a, like, that in itself is quite inspiring, because it's like, people think you're just born to want to do those things. It's not.
No.
It does take work, and it does take dedication, and it does take commitment.
Yeah.
And you've always had that commitment because you've recognised the fact that it benefits your mental health over anything else.
Yeah.
And I now see that. Like, I've not been to the gym since the 28th. Like, I can actually put a fucking date on it. It's now the 2nd. And I'm struggling. Like, I need to go back to the gym. I need to go today.
It's mad, isn't it?
And how, like, the thing is that you still get those days, don't you? Where you're like, I can't be fucking bothered.
Yeah.
It's not like you go, oh my God, this is just like going out for a night.
It's so easy. It's not like that. No.
It's not like that. But the benefits outweigh like that shit bit where you go, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
So like, fucking well done you for taking something that you are already really honed in on and making it a thing for other women, because that is in itself like massively empowering.
Well, you know what it is? I think it's finding the access to exercise when you don't feel like you fit into a particular mold. And so many of the like fitness influencers on social media, on YouTube, they are little like 23-year-old, got a six pack, not a single shed of like fat on them. And that's fine. But also, I think as a woman who's like in her 40s, who's had two kids, that doesn't appeal to me, because I'm like, I don't relate to you, love. I don't fucking look like that. So to just have like ordinary bints doing the exercise, and it also not be like this focus on mad cardio, because that's absolutely not what it's about. It's strength, which we talked about this before, just the importance of strength as you get older and anything else. And there's like no chat of like losing weight or anything like that. It's not about that. It's just about exercising to feel strong and to feel good, really, because fucking hell, Lord knows, we all need an injection of dopamine and serotonin, don't we?
But it is so true,
especially
though.
If I drink.
It's like so fucking true. Like the exercise, what it makes you feel afterwards.
Yeah. So,
sometimes during it, it's like, oh my God, like I'm loving this.
Over Christmas, because I do all my workouts at home, always have. And over Christmas, it's been like, I've definitely not done it as much as I would normally do it. But so I've had like maybe 4 days in a row when I haven't exercised. And by that fifth day, I wake up and I'm like, I need to move my body. I just need to release the endorphins. And as soon as I start doing it, like you said, even if it's hard and I'm thinking, oh God, this is really difficult, I feel so much better mentally after I've done it. It's just, and I always like to do it in the morning when I wake up, because it just sets the tone.
Whereas I
die. And I won't do it if I don't do it then, because I'll lose the momentum and the motivation and just be like, oh fuck it, I'll do it tomorrow, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, so if you want to sign up to it, it's on the website. It's www.fitbitchpower.com, and it's £49 for the 6-week course. You have 12 months access, so if you buy it now, you will still be able to complete the workouts for the following 12 months. And basically, it's all at your own pace. They're pre-recorded videos, so you do them whenever you want to do them. And there's like a scheduled workout plan that comes with it to help you sort of put that into your diary and all the rest of it. And yeah, it's great. I just love it. I'm so excited. We're already planning the next one. So watch the space.
And so for every single person listening to this podcast now that's going, I've got to go on a diet, I've got to lose weight, oh my God, I'm not good enough, scrap all of that, sign up to Fitbitch, and know that that's going to be far more nourishing than any other bollocks that's being pumped out across fucking social media at the moment. Bloody Weight Watchers, Slimming World. It fucks me off so much. It really does.
Yeah,
makes
the
me
emphasis
so angry.
Is like, so it's not really about well-being, is it?
No, it's nothing to do with well-being.
Like punishment.
It is, and it's shame. It's all built on shame. And you know what? If those diets worked, girls and boys, if they fucking worked, they would be out of business, because they would have fixed everybody who'd ever gone to them. But the emphasis, they always, it's like gaslighting at the highest order. They turn it around onto, well, it's because you didn't keep the commitment, or because you didn't work hard enough, or, well, it's because you fell off the wagon. Mate, if you can eat 12 Müller Lights because they're considered free, that's not normal.
Isn't it so weird? Those free foods are very strange. Like, how is pasta a free food? I don't get it.
And like, I follow this person. She's British, but she lives out in America. And she looks at the, is it Harper's Bazaar, Eats in a Day?
Yeah.
And she basically pulls them apart.
Right.
But she is really big on, there is nothing called bad food. There is food.
Yeah.
There is no bad food. And the other thing that she started doing is she gets obviously remembering she lives out in America, but you know the protein cookies that are meant to be
Yes, I think I've seen this. Yeah.
So she takes a protein cookie and she compares it to, she compared it to, is it an In-N-Out burger, I think, is American.
Right.
And then she compares it to a Twix. And at the end of it, she's like, you may as well eat the Twix.
Really?
She said, because in actual fact, if you're eating this protein cookie based on the fact that it's being considered healthy and it's got high levels of protein, some of the shit that she's done the comparison of has got higher protein than the fucking cookie. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's those things always, I never go in for those, like those protein bars and shit. They're full of absolute
crap. Mate, I'll just eat Cadbury's.
Yes. I'll just have one of those, please. Oh my God, I made, did you see that chocolate thing that I made yesterday?
You know that I don't like dark chocolate.
I know, but you could, I thought you could substitute it with milk chocolate, but it just melted a shitload of dark chocolate and chopped up so many nuts, roasted them. There's Brazil nuts, hazelnuts, almonds and pistachios. Oh God, but I've eaten half of it already. This is the problem. You do it, it's like, oh yeah, this will last me longer. I'm adding all these ingredients to it. No, it lasts me, I'd say, about an eighth of the time.
Well, Steve doesn't like nuts, so.
What?
I know.
My kids are obsessed with nuts. They fucking
love
them.
Yeah, my boys like them.
The pistachios yesterday, that's like their ultimate nut. Ola was like, more, give me more, more.
I do
just
love
kept
it.
Coming out
pistachio.
With his little hands. Like, please, sir, can I have some more middle-class pistachios, please?
Yeah, he doesn't like nuts. And so biggest issue I have with that, Vic, is it means I will be the only person that eats it, which means I'll eat all of it.
There you go. Yeah, that's a shame.
And the thing is, like, I always bulk buy at Christmas. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's like this weird thing that I think I need to make sure that nothing's ever going to run out.
Yeah.
So we have so much left over.
Really?
So much, yeah.
What are you
absolutely.
Bulk buying? What sort of thing?
Treats, crisps,
snacks,
treats. That
okay.
sort of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the thing is with my kids, is like they'd open something, they'll eat a little bit of it, and then they leave it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And
not
then
crisps,
you finish
that
it
be
off.
Weird,
I'd
like a bag
off,
of Walkers. So yeah, we've got loads of it, but like I'm not one for January
clear out.
Kick it. No, I don't do it. Like if it's there, it's there. But also like I panic if it's not there. I'm very opposite to other people.
Yeah.
I don't know, because we didn't have anything in the house when I was growing up. I don't know about you. We had no treats whatsoever, nothing. It was an absolute rarity if we did. And it's had this weird opposite effect for me.
So you're like,
need to make sure it's
them
there.
In the house. No, we did have them. My mum loved a Tonics caramel bar. That's very sentimental
Tonics.
For me. Yes, I absolutely love those. Because I didn't eat anything, but I would eat chocolate when I was a child, I absolutely perfected opening the cupboard silently and retrieving myself a caramel Tonics bar and running away, squirreling it away and eating it in my room. That was like my absolute piece de la resistance. I was like an undercover agent trying to get one of those things out.
The
so my mum
agent.
Would be ironing in the utility room and they're back to me and I'd come and I'd like slide it along the cabinets and then delicately.
And they've and got they were, quite a rustle on them as
they
well.
They have got quite a rustle. Well, she'd take them out and put them individually in the box. So
that
they'd be like
things.
In a box and I'd have to like do the Tupperware. But like,
oh my God, the stress.
Dedication.
An ice cream tub.
Dedication to the cause, that was. Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and my nan, so my dad's mum, she was Lebanese. And I don't know if it was a Lebanese thing, but she was a like massive feeder. I think it was very like culturally for her, feeding people was a big thing, and the people watching people eat food was a big thing for her. She had so much enjoyment from it, and I'm like that. But if I ever went to my nan's house, it was just like fucking feeding time at the zoo. It was lush.
Yeah.
You know, if I ever, I used to love staying over at her house. That's Willow, by the way. That's not Winnie. That's one cunt, not second cunt or third cunt. And yeah, she'd be like, you can have biscuits for breakfast. I mean, it was, none of it was good for me.
No.
But it was fucking wonderful. It was
as a kid,
I have such fond memories.
Like, yes, mate. Yeah.
Of being able to fill up on chocolate digestives for breakfast.
No, I haven't done any sort of clear out. I mean, I was saying to you before we came on how different my feelings are around the end of Christmas, New Year this year. And I think it's to do with being sober and having not overindulged so much that I would currently be in a really depressive state from all the alcohol and be like really low and have really bad anxiety and just be like, oh, I need to just change everything because everything feels too much and overwhelming. I think that's what it is. And I don't have that this year. I feel so chill. I'm like, yeah, hey, 2024, what are you going to bring to me this year?
I would be if it wasn't for the fact that the weather is so diabolically depressing. It's
awful. It is so bad. It's been so fucking shit.
Yeah.
Right then, should we have a story? We've got like a little bit of a tidy up time about the small penis conversation that we had.
Oh God!
Last week, it's a positive one. So don't worry about it.
This is good. That means that we managed to dissect and unfold.
We did it.
And unravel.
And we weren't cancelled.
And we weren't cancelled. I think we managed it.
All hail the small penis chat. So she said she wanted to get in touch about the small talk. This is so funny because I forgot that that came out on Boxing Day. Small willy chat on the Boxing Day podcast. Merry Christmas. So she just explains that she was in a 8-year relationship with someone that was horrible and ended up abusive, and he was a prick. But he had a massive willy, and they did have good sex, but she never came with penetration alone. So she always needed her clit to be wet on. But this is the little lovely bit. I'm now with someone who I've been with for 18 months, who I met almost 3 years ago. He's amazing, feels like a soulmate. And when I met him in the summer of 21, it was that love at first sight. Our eyes locked and I knew I had to get down. What? Get down? No, you didn't have to do that. Our eyes locked and I knew I had to get to know him. When we got down to business, first date, as the chemistry was off the charts, I realised he was small. And at first I thought, oh, okay, this may not work for me. The reality was far from it. The third time we shagged, we came together and it was electric. Oh, what a lovely story. Like fireworks firing through my body. I was riding him and my clit wasn't involved. I can now climax very easily with him and we have the best sex ever. So it's not always about size and needing big fucking dick energy. In my experience, the bigger the dick head behind it. Yeah.
That's your experience too.
That is my experience too.
You know what though? I wonder if that's because of their connection as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that makes a difference, doesn't it?
Your sex is so different when you have that real chemistry.
Yeah.
It's weird. Don't know.
And maybe, you know, with the theory that the bigger the dick, the bigger the dickhead, there's like nothing to prove for them. You know, they've just got a big willy and they're like, yeah, big willy, man. I think that's all you need. That is my personality.
Yeah. And I also think it's like this idea of like it being massive. I don't want it to be massive. No. I don't need it to be massive. If anything, like I am a person that needs my clit to be worked.
Yeah.
And so
doesn't matter the size. That's always going to be the case for me.
I mean, you know, I'm not looking for a fucking hot dog.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I need something with a bit of girth to it because I've had two kids, but I don't need it to be down to his fucking knees.
No. So she said, my partner now is the smallest I've encountered and I've had a fair few for comparison 5 years since and Tinder dating. And you know what? It just fits and we work well together. Hoping this may help break the stigma of men being less in some way due to having a small willy. His heart is huge and he knows what he's doing in the bedroom. Well, then you found the perfect guy.
Oh my God, they need to get married. They need to just live happily ever after. Send invites to your wedding. Warning, sexual story. What do you mean, warning? We welcome it.
This is no
holds
barred, love.
We welcome the sexual story into the folds of this podcast. I met my now husband 5 years ago. How we actually got to marriage, I don't know, as I nearly left him the first week when we got sexual. Anyway, anyways, we got to his house. Proper passion, ripping off clothes, ran upstairs to the bedroom, leaving a trail of clothes behind us, lay down on the bed, a bit of kissing, and then he went down on me. He, in the moment, got rather excited, grabbed his head, thrust it into my crotch, felt a sharp pain, and heard him go, ouch, said, oh my God, what's happened? He said, my tooth's fallen out.
Oh my God, what?
I was like, what the fuck? Sorry. And just smother me with a pillow now. For him to say, oh, it's okay, it's just come out.
What is it? Like, what does he mean? Is it a fake tooth?
Okay, I need to go home now, mate. Been married for nearly a year in July. So basically, I don't know. She didn't actually specify where it came out. Did it come out of his mouth? Or did it fall out of her vagina? But also, how hard does she want it to have lost a tooth?
That must have been such a wobbly... Wobbly tooth to begin with, to come out in a minge thrust.
Well, no, the fact that it hurt her, what the fuck was she playing at?
Well, if you know, when Oliver's Snaggle. Teeth have been wobbly, at some point they end up like literally just laying flat, like horizontally.
Yeah, I know, but he's a grown adult. He's not losing milk teeth here, Victoria. That. I think she would have noticed that. So she thrust him into her vagina and her minge literally knocked a tooth out.
Maybe this could be
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
A new like dental practice technique for people that are scared of the dentist. Just have your face frost into a minge to remove any unwanted molars. Jeez.
Yeah.
It can't be a molar there. Well, is a molar at the back?
Molars are back.
So it's got to be
these
front ones,
right?
Maybe
you could attach a piece of string.
Yes. And
just get the vulva. Yeah, just to
the pelvic floor muscles.
Hold tight.
So yeah, you could attach it to like a speculum.
Boom.
And then
you'll have something quite interesting to look at. So you won't even notice what's going on because before you know it, the minge will have whacked it.
I reckon that could be your future career with how fucking sort of enthusiastically your pelvic floor does a handshake.
Yeah.
Couldn't it? Yeah, when the old gynecologist
she actually had to ask me to release her fingers. Like, that's how tight I was holding.
There you go.
Who knew?
Got a new career in dentistry.
The minge dentist. I'm sure there's a better name for it.
Oh, my God. Do you think as well the tooth, like you said, like what happened to it? Did it just fall out onto the bed? Or
did it fall out of his mouth or did it fall out of her minge?
I wouldn't like that.
I don't like teeth. I don't like missing teeth for a start.
No, why did he lose it? This is what I'm thinking. Maybe it's like a crown, and the crown has fallen off because a crown is just sitting over your original tooth.
But he
right?
said, "Ouch."
Yeah, but it will hurt. Imagine it would still hurt. It's still going to be some sort of nerve endings because you've got to have a little stump to attach it to, right?
Oh, good Lord.
Do you know what I don't understand? And I get it if you've got like really, really
I know someone who lost their tooth eating a pie. Their front tooth
really?
Fell out.
On fucking puff pastry.
Puff pastry. I said to him, I don't think that tooth was up to standard, mate.
Absolutely not. It's essentially flakes
the sight of
paper and flour. How can that break a tooth off? That's insane.
Yeah. I know.
Don't understand that.
No, but I don't like missing teeth. It's a big thing for me.
I also really don't like veneers. No. I haven't seen anyone that's got veneers
them.
That look right. Like, they're too fat. Like, no one's teeth are that fat. Do you know what I mean?
No, but it's not only that. It's the fact that underneath it, you basically have, like, fucking shards of glass. That
are
for
like
teeth.
Little triangles of teeth.
No, thanks, mate. I'm out. I'd
totally get it.
If,
you know, something horrific has happened and you've had an illness or something and that's it. But to do it by choice.
Some people lose their teeth in pregnancy. Like, they lose the calcium and their teeth fall out.
That's right.
I know two people in COVID that lost their teeth. They got really bad COVID, like hospitalised, and their teeth fell out.
Oh, that's one of my worst nightmares, to lose my teeth.
It's don't get me wrong, mine aren't straight, mine are problematic, I get it. Obviously, there's lots of jokes out on the internet about my teeth, I get it. But I'm all right with them. I've got good teeth in that they're strong.
Yeah.
So I don't want to shave them down, thanks.
No.
I'm out.
It's such an intense operation. And you see so many bodged jobs of them, don't you? And you're like, mate, you look like you've got Dennis
teeth.
The Menace. Do you remember?
I've been offered them.
So have I. I'm like, fuck off, mate.
Did you?
Yeah,
I was offered
them.
By someone over in Turkey who was like, this, that, and the other, like, you know, I've seen your profile, I would really love to work with you. I'm like, no.
But also, it's so rude. You're like, so you're basically saying that my teeth look absolutely busted. Screw you.
It's like, I don't know if you probably don't get it, but I do. I get messages from PTs, like personal instructors. This is a good story for obviously it being January, saying we'd really love to partner with you to get you and your audience into the motivation of taking care of yourself properly. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
And also,
I have
like,
had it a couple of times.
What is it about my body that makes you believe that that's what I need? Because I actually think my body looks really good.
It's fucking bold, isn't it? So bold.
Yeah, it is. Like, what is, like, break it down. Tell me. What is it about me that you look at that makes you think, she needs help? I can't see it. I don't know. So help me understand.
I mean, once they've got to know you, they'll realise that you do need help.
But it's not for my body. It's just mentally. I need to be put in a fucking straitjacket in a padded room.
Oh, my God. And her three dogs taken away from her. So she's not allowed to buy any more pets. Changing the colour of your hair?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so talk us through it, please. I'm very excited about this.
Well, I'm really grey. So obviously I started going grey at 15 and I chased it for the last, you know, I don't even want to admit.
You didn't embrace the grey?
No, I'm not embracing the grey. I'm going white, like ice white blonde.
Oh my God.
So what do you have to do? I'll go from one extreme to the other.
Yeah, you do. And it's always going to be something very like bold.
Yeah, because I'm not a non-bold person.
So what's the process? All of the red has to grow out. Oh, wow. Okay.
And as you know, I'm not the biggest fan of like, I don't like the grey look.
No.
So basically I'm having to use Head and Shoulders at the moment. My best mate is also my hairdresser. So she stopped being a hairdresser, but I've not allowed her to stop being my hairdresser. And I messaged her, I think it might have been New Year's Day. And I was like, right, I've decided I want to go blonde. And she was like, you're red. And I went, I know, but Kim Kardashian did it in 24 hours. She lost her shit. She voice noted me for 7 minutes, absolutely ranting at me. I think I obviously triggered her by suggesting the fact she could do it in 24 hours. And she said, Laura, it's a fucking process. So I am now part of the process. And I've promised her I will not touch my hair with any more red. So I'm letting it grow out.
Okay.
And worst case, if I don't like it, I'll just change the colour, which obviously Lindsay will be so happy about. but I just think I've got to give it a go.
Yeah.
I don't want to go grey. I don't want to go grey. I want something really funky and really extreme because obviously that's just me all over.
No, I'm excited. What a transformation. I like to live the hair colouring sort of bold decisions through you because I wouldn't
do it. Yeah, but
it.
You know what? I can't remember who I was talking to because obviously Steve's ginger. I mean, he's not, but he is. His mum's auburn. His mum, his nan was auburn. So like it's in there. He's not grey. His mum is not grey. She colours her hair once a fucking year.
Really?
So I just put highlights in and then I just let them grow out. But her hair always looks fucking banging and she's nearly 70.
Yeah.
And then there's me. I look like his mum because of all of my grey hair. So I just think like you are blessed with the most incredible hair colour.
I have done a little colour on it over Christmas actually, but it's not a dye. It's like a colour conditioner thing, but I used two. One of them was shit. Like I looked mental. Two purple, like just no. And it was so red when it was going on, but it just made my hair go purple because it's kind of like picking up on the natural colours in your hair. And then this other one that I use that the these little drops. That's quite nice. Quite like that. I think that is sort of what this is.
You just have a very nice hair colour.
It goes really dark in the winter. That's the thing. It's kind
your
of
hair.
Yeah, it changes colour. It's much pale. It's much like. Paler red.
It's like a mood
in the summer.
Ring.
I am a mood ring. Yeah, it's because of the sun, isn't it? It's just the sun.
Just
it's
the like, sun.
It reacts to UV light.
Well, I guess like we should, obviously, I know we need to start rounding this podcast up. Should we read another story? I don't know that we need to.
We've done a lot of rambling today. We've done a lot of rambling. It's been a nice little catch up.
It's not a New Year's resolution. But what is your promise to yourself for 2024? If you've got a promise of what you would like to give yourself, whatever that might be, what would you think it would be?
I think probably to find a better work-life balance. That's me.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's the main
a really
thing.
Good one.
It's been so overwhelming at points last year. Obviously, I had a lot going on in my life, but just finding that, finding more space to breathe and probably spending less time on social media, which is all a part of that work-life balance. So, that's it. I think that's enough. I don't need to try and do anything else. What about you?
I mean, I'd love to say that that's mine because that's what it should be. But mine is I just need to work harder.
Yeah.
Because I've made quite a transition, you see, like because I've gone into comedy, you know all this, but people listening don't. Because I've gone into comedy, it's meant my socials, I've had to change it because I need people to understand the fact that me standing in a pair of pants is not going to encourage people to believe I'm funny enough to stand up on stage.
Yeah.
So I've had to transition from being the person that does reality versus expectation. So just doing more me where I'm just chatting to the camera that and doing that, but then believing what I've got to work really hard to prove myself in that.
You do work really hard though. You do work really hard.
I could work harder though, Victoria.
I think I have that too. You know, it's like fucking hell. What's the end point?
Death.
To have enough money to never work again.
Yeah. That is it.
Basically.
That's the dream. I would say to open a a rescue centre, but Winnie has definitely made me not want to do that.
Yeah, no, that's it. Absolutely no fucking chance. So yes, we'll round up. And so like we mentioned, Fitbitch is going live today. It will be live now. And I've got an exclusive discount for me no holes barred slacks. If you go to the website and once you get through to the sign up page, if you use the code no holes, you will get 20% off the full price. So let me just work out what that is. Hold on. I don't know what that is because I don't know no maths. So the course is normally £49 for the 6-week course, but it will be £39 for no holes, girls. So yeah, just put that code in at checkout. There's a little box for it. And come and get your minge all nice and sweaty with me and Kelly on the mat.
And just to say, to reiterate again, I've met Kelly. Her knowledge is like unfoundedly amazing, but also like going into fitness is not about pushing for a different body size. It's about a journey of everything, and that involves your body changing, because the more fitness you do, your body is going to evolve with it. That is the natural order of things.
Yeah. And you're going to just feel better. You're going to feel stronger. You're going to feel more resilient against things like the perimenopause, all that shit that's approaching.
I know. I don't know if I've got lichen psoriasis, by the way. I've got a booking with a gynecologist. Yeah.
Welcome to the cast.
I've got the itch, mate.
It is really common in women our age. Like, I think something like 50% of women have it. Something mental like that.
Because it's just been going on for like well over a month now.
Okay.
And I've been using bloody Sudocrem, mate.
Have you really?
Yeah.
And you know what's better than that is Vaseline.
It's just because I had Sudocrem in the house. I don't know why I did what I did. So I stopped. But it does work.
You've got kids. I've got Sudocrem in the house.
I know, but I don't have kids that need Sudocrem.
No, neither
it's
have I.
Like 9 years out of date.
Yeah. You've actually created a problem.
With a gynecologist, get my minge checked, because I think I might have it, annoyingly. You know what? Can you stop getting stuff and then pass it to me? You've got a dead dad. You got Casper the cunt, but there's no that. Yeah, that's why I need to go.
You don't have to have the discoloration. The itching thing can just be a sign of it. It can be, but they'll be able to tell. I'm sure.
Insane itch, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mental. Yeah.
Oh my god,
it's worse than having worms. It's like that.
Oh mate, I would take worms over this.
Yeah, it's bad. All right,
Sudocrem sorts it out though, girls. Sudocrem sorts it out.
I don't think you're supposed to use that. That's what you've got to use.
You can.
Oh, you did. Okay.
It does say it's a good barrier.
It's a good barrier. It's just creating a barrier to life. So if you want to, buy any sex toys, remember we have a website,
www.nohollsbarredpodcast.com. You want lichen psoriasis, just hang around Vic for a couple of months.
If you want that, I'll give you a 20% discount.
Dead parent, hang around with us. We might be able to pass that on.
And if you want to send us an email with a story or any other business, you know the score. You can email us at noholsbarredpodcast@gmail.com, or what else can they do? Laura!
They can head on over to our Instagram page at No Holds Barred Podcast. Slide on into our DMs.
And we will see you all back next week. Go on,
obviously, we should have said at the beginning, but obviously this episode was late, but we did pre-warn them last week.
Sauce.
Well, we're not sorry at all. Touch it.
All right, we'll see you next week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.